It's a heated back and forth match between the Baylor men's basketball team and the Texas Longhorns. At this point in the game, Texas is at the free throw line, and the crowd is doing their best to distract the shooter. And he does. The botched free throw eventually leads to a swift Baylor layup, but I missed the whole play. In years past, myself and fans that made a quick concession run and missed a vital play would be out of luck, but today's fans at the Ferrell Center can replay the action all on their smartphone. Fans can experience this through a new Wi-Fi network and the Baylor in-game app. It's the same technology and setup used at McLean Stadium. Nick Jose, Executive Associate Athletic Director at Baylor University, calls the intersection of sports and technology a sign of the times.
I mean, I think it's just an expectation for fans that are coming to the games that they have Wi-Fi ability. I think that it's important for our students to stay engaged at the games with connectivity. And so, you know, it's certainly prominent in two venues right now. It's going to be an important part of game day, and I don't see it going backwards. I continue to only see it being built upon what we're doing right now with it.
Now, at any home basketball game, you can find at least three so-called Wi-Fi coaches. These are attendants who help fans sign on to the network and use the app. At this point in the game, I've missed quite a lot, so I tracked down one of these Wi-Fi coaches to help me out.
On your phone, yeah, go to settings, and then click on your Wi-Fi. And then give it a minute, and then Ferrell Wi-Fi should show up. Touch that. And then after a few seconds, it'll connect.
After a quick authentication, I'm signed on and ready to download the in-game app. There's a lot to it, says Andrew Stripling, the Wi-Fi coach assisting me. There's a map of the facility, sports schedules, live stats, and even social media feeds. But as Stripling tells me, the most prominent feature is live video. Fans can view all the game day action from six different viewpoints when they're connected to the center's Wi-Fi network. Micah Lamb is the assistant director of system support.
You kind of pull it out and you have access to everything. It's almost, the concept is kind of like a Jumbotron, like in your pocket, right? Where you can control what you watch.
The wiring of McLean Stadium and the Ferrell Center is similar to the recent tech jumps NFL stadiums and NBA arenas have made across the country. In fact, Yinzcam, the company that produced the app at last year's Super Bowl, worked with Baylor officials to develop the university's app. But bringing that top-tier tech to Baylor wasn't cheap. It cost just over $500,000 to wire the Ferrell Center, with additional costs expected for fine-tuning and maintaining the network. But now that it's up and running, catching replays is a seamless process, says Bob Hartland, Associate Vice President for IT Infrastructure at Baylor.
What we have both in both venues is that the cameras, the live feed on the cameras, are collected at the Yinzcam servers. They are then streamed out into the cloud. You got to put that in there, right? The cloud, in which then Yinzcam does what they do to the live feeds to make them production quality.
That live stream is then fed back into the servers at McLean and the Ferrell Center and stays there. This means users don't need much bandwidth to use the service. Having this type of setup for other sports, like baseball and soccer, may be on its way in the coming years. But for now, you can watch and rewatch all the basketball action at the Ferrell Center on your phone through the university's Wi-Fi network. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.